Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so thank you for coming to the channel. I'm talking about Conservative Party trying to sort out its parliamentary candidates for the forthcoming election. That may not be for 3 years, but Kerry Badenoch has told the party to be ready. Because Andy Burnham's there, there's a bounce at the polls for the Labour Party, only about 4 percentage points, but they're ahead in some polls. Now these things, they usually evaporate within 6 months. And this probably will be no exception. But there's a small chance that it won't, and it might increase, and things go right for Burnham, and Reform UK's problems deepen. And so well, there was a chance there's a general election by the end of this year. I'm given about a 15% chance. Even though it's not, it's a wise idea to be ready long in advance. 2029, the latest, could do in 2028. That's quite normal to call it after 4 years of a parliament. Things are going well for the government. They call it a bit ahead of schedule in case in the fifth year it started to go pear-shaped. So that's why parties want to, if there's a sitting MP, he or she says, I wish to be readopted, and readopt that person, then he, she can start preparing. If he, she says, no, thank you, I'm going to bow out of parliament in the next election, time to select another candidate, he or she can visit the constituency a lot, if he or she doesn't live there already, and get known and get ready long in advance. You don't want to rush these things, do things last minute, which was one of the problems when Rishi Sunak called an election about 6 months early. Some constituencies weren't ready, Tory constituency associations, or the person who's due to do it said, no, can't do it, didn't expect to. And it was a bit chaotic. So Labour and Liberal Democrats doing the same. But so these Conservative grandees, not necessarily coming back, who are cabinet ministers, were big names in the Conservative Unionist Party. Obviously, the public doesn't really know or care who they are. No, they're not guaranteed to be Conservative candidates again. Like Grant Shapps, a new example, a Hertfordshire MP, a Defence Secretary, every other cabinet position, was even chairman of the party, and might say, okay, yeah, you had your done, you had your time, you like your contribution, that's enough. We need to look someone to take the party forward. Boris Johnson's not even talking about it. A couple of years ago, with the Conservative Party in disarray, remember, he wasn't an MP by that stage. He was saying that, would he come back? Could he be the saviour of the party? And he definitely couldn't. He is yesterday's man. He's a bad memory. He's the one who loosened the immigration regulations. He led to 1 million people coming in 2021, which was rocket fuel to reform United Kingdom. And he failed at many fronts. And he lied and lied and lied. He had his lockdown party scandals and so forth. So, and he's the one, yeah, got kicked out by his own cabinet for unethical behaviour, didn't even have the courage of convictions when he's trying to make that comeback in October 2022 after the Liz Truss fiasco. So he is the last thing the party needs. And notably, he hasn't shown his face at the party conference. So he's not as loved as he used to be. There are a few Johnsonite headbangers in the party still. And the other one Penny Mordaunt, who was Lord President of the Council. Despite being a lady, the title is still Lord. She's the one who officially announced the death of Elizabeth II. Of course, you'd heard it on the news, but about 3 days later, the council state met for the very first time it was filmed. It is my sad duty to inform you. So she presents things with poise and gravitas and so forth. But apart from that, she's rather vacuous. And I remember she was the front woman for the Conservative TV debates in the run-up to the election, and decidedly ineffectual. I suppose she's unflappable, unemotional. There's something missing in her. And yes, her makeup is perfect and not even overdone and all the rest of it. So she might be presentable in that sense. But yeah, she's too robotic, bland, no achievements to her. So I happened to meet her last year and I said, you're looking for a safe Conservative constituency. She said, well, that's not up to me. She didn't say no, so that's affirmative. Of course she is. She lost her Portsmouth seat, and as she said herself, the voters are never wrong. All right. So she's all washed up. And she's been involved with the Conservative Party since her teens. Indeed, she was president of the Young Conservatives in the mid-90s, appointed by the then Prime Minister, John Major. Took her a surprisingly long time, 13 years, to get into Parliament after that 97 defeat. Surprising, I say, because, of course, you know, they needed more young people and they needed more women, and she was both. The former magician's assistant, she's not going to be able to pull a rabbit out of a hat, so it seems. So, I mean, she is, every sort of middle-aged Tory man's fantasy. But I don't think it's going to happen for her. I might say, you had your chance, you had your 14 years, you held several ministerial posts. She was even defence secretary. People said that she dined out the fact that she was in the Royal Naval Reserve, and she really sort of exaggerated how much service she had. So they'll probably say, we'll look for someone else, we'll give a chance to someone else, and she or he should be a candidate instead. You know, you lost your seat, you should have taken better care of it. All right, it's not completely her fault. The national picture was bad. She doesn't even want the Portsmouth one. Of course, she'd like an ultra-safe one. Everybody would. So I think probably not. Is she a reminder of the bad old days? And remember, those the Conservatives who lost their seats in 1997, the last time the Conservatives were tuffed out of office, trying to make a comeback later. Michael Portillo managed it, shadow chancellor 2001 election, lost the leadership 2005. I think that's when he left Parliament. And who else? Finally, in 2005, Malcolm Rifkin came back after an 8-year hiatus. Leadership contender, come on, he was yesterday's man. He was just not personable. He just wouldn't connect with a new generation. He was almost risible. Can't believe someone like that. And I can't remember who else came back in after 97, but they didn't get very far, those sort of people. So that's it. And it would be also tell MPs, you've got to hold on to your seat, because if you don't, we're not going to give you another chance. You better nurse that constituency. So yeah, they could look for younger people. Does the Conservative care about having care more ethnic minority people? I'm not sure. I mean, I don't matter. I think it matters if every single MP is ethnic minority or none of them are. I take people as individuals, but there are many racists out there. Right. So I think that probably Penelope Mordaunt is not coming back, and she'll have to do other things because she's 52 at the moment. I've got that right. But sorry, 54 at the moment. So by the time of the next election, she might be 57. Not ridiculously old. But when I say, well, look at people in their 30s and 40s, I think MPs, there shouldn't be many MPs in their 20s. I know they're legally allowed to from 18. But we need people with a little bit more life experience. Obviously, we don't want people who are like, you know, Gaga. We don't want too many nonagenarians. So so they can't have such a big ego and think that they're somehow entitled as guaranteed that the party desperately needs them. No, we don't. The Conservative Party does not owe them a place. The same for sort of Labour and Liberal Democrat grandees. Some of them coming back in after many years, like who was that guy? The one whose sister was in politics, his name, Alexander. It's not Danny Alexander. He was a Liberal Democrat. He's the Secretary of State for Scotland. And his sister, was she Heidi Alexander, was also a Member of Parliament. Anyway, it'll come to me. The solicitor, the rather nerdy, bland, mummy's boy guy. He went to one of the Atlantic colleges, a Glaswegian. All right, so that's it, to move on to a new generation, which doesn't necessarily mean people who are younger. But parliamentary people who've had a bit of life experience, worked outside politics for a decade or two, can actually bring something to it, rather than people who've never been anything except policy wonk. Because anybody hopeless, well, that's another thing. It has some serious problems, despite the somewhat effective leadership of Kenny Badenoch. Bad things, being so viciously anti-Palestinian. That's probably the worst thing about it, actually, wanting to de-recognize Palestine. And obviously, it's far too early to forgive the party for all the failures, for all the broken promises, for all the lies, for the many, many disappointments. You look at the Conservative Party record, and there are a few successes and many failures. And so, despite Labour being absolutely execrable, that doesn't mean that the Conservative Party is what people are going to put their faith in. And Reform UK has yet to implode. It's hopeless, in my opinion. Well, she's safe at the moment, partly to support is in Chalice, who would want to take over as Conservative leader right now. Now, the threat to her, the conference after the conference receded because Sir Keir Starmer was in trouble. He's gone. So Andy Burnham is there, a more formidable opponent. The threat to her might grow again. Reform UK is in difficulties. If they get out of that, there'll be more danger to her again. If the party really goes down to the polls, Reform United Kingdom, again, that would secure Kemi Badenoch's position. You'd think with dissatisfaction with the two major parties, more support might go to the Liberal Democrats, but this is how useless Ed Davey is. I mean, he's managed to fail his way upwards, that people aren't calling for him to go. And the Green Party, they're a little bit on down as well. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecullen79@gmail.com. Goodbye.